Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Information presented is from internet or other news sources. Always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network for trimradio.com. Boy, I'll tell you what. It's Christmas season. It's holiday season. It's Hanukkah. It's everything. And I'll tell you what. Have you been out shopping lately? Wow. Talk about the crowds. I don't care where you go, it is busy and it's going to get busier. So hopefully I can save you a little bit of money, and we'll talk about some financial stuff too. And you might want to take a look at what's going on in the world of precious metals and silver. Yeah, there's some stuff going on, and I'll touch on it just a little bit tonight, okay? Well, before we get going, you know, we had our disclaimer, and we have to do that at the beginning of every show, because if we don't, we can get in trouble, and I don't want to do that. Besides, it's, you know, it's a holiday season. Hey, we've got a whole bunch of stuff to cover tonight, and hopefully we can get through it all. If not, you go to our Facebook page, which is moneyandchange/financiallyprepped. And when you click on the comment section for tonight's show, guess what? All of the things that we're going to cover will be there. So if we miss something, you can read it, okay? Or watch the videos that are attached. And after the show, what I will do is I will go ahead and put the link to tonight's show so you can catch that if you missed us, okay? Well, to begin with, have a happy holiday season. Hopefully you get through all the shopping and everything's okay. And maybe Santa comes down your chimney. Or if you don't have a chimney, maybe he comes in through the front door. Okay? Wow, what else is going on here? We have to do some shout-outs because, you know, if we don't do some shout-outs, we get in trouble. And I don't want to get in trouble tonight. Okay? So let's take a look at what we have coming up here. Wow, what's going on? I had it all set up, and there's a boogeyman out there. I swear there's a boogeyman. There it is. Hey, we're there. Wow. You know, when you take a look at the Trim Radio Network, you have the Fab Four. Well, really, I can call it Fab Three, maybe. Fab Four sounds better. But we do have the Fab Three. We have Michael Bejas, who's the founder and CEO of this whole shebang, this whole company. And he's responsible for the overall vision and mission and leadership. And then we have Ruscala Stefan, and he's the chief operating officer. He's responsible for the day-to-day operation management, networking, and so forth. And he's a computer guru. If something goes wrong with our computers, he can fix it, literally. And, of course, then we have me, chief relationship officer. I still haven't figured that one out. You know, I'm responsible for building and maintaining the foundational trust and goodwill necessary for long-term success. Well, we want long-term success. We want to be able to help people. And that's all we really want to do. And we cut the bull and serve the truth. And then we have Victoria Smith. Now, Victoria, she is our chief marketing officer. She's responsible for all the market activities, brand development, audience growth, and creator acquisition strategies. Okay, so that's the Fab Four. Maybe three. No, I won't call myself three and a half. Just Fab Four. Okay. Well, our shows. Hey, we're adding to shows after the beginning of the year. Oh yeah, we've got three more lined up. We've got Money and Change every Sunday at 7 p.m. And if you miss the show, go to the vault, and our shows will be there too. We have Life Walk with Christ God with Michael Bejas, and that's going to be every Wednesday at 7 p.m. We have My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever. That's on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. And that's something where we just sit back and take it easy. We can talk about just about anything. And we have a little bit of comedy. We might have a guest on and a lot of different strange things. You know, check us out. Also, we have the Natural Marketer podcast, and that's with Victoria Smith. She's Thursdays. And getting back to Victoria, if you need any tutoring, help, whatever, with your business, as far as marketing the business, marketing the club, marketing the sorority or the fraternity, doing whatever, she's the person to contact. So you got to watch your show, okay? Oh, we have Offsides College Football Top 25 with Michael Bejas and company. And, you know, we're getting into the playoffs. And I'll tell you what, he's going to be busy with his show. Check it out. The Positude Podcast every Friday at 8 p.m. We have Adventures Awaits Around the Bend with, well, it's not really Tigger and Beck, but they're next. And it's part of a combination. The Bend is Saturday from 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. and Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck is on at 1:30, and that's on Saturdays. Also, Saturday night, we have the Red Pill Reality Show with Riscala Stefan. And you have to check that show out. You really do. He does a three-hour show from 9 until midnight. And I'll tell you what, he has guests on. He talks about a whole bunch of different things. I've even been on it a couple of times. And as a commentator, I'll tell you what, it's fun place. You notice we have three blanks here. Well, after the first of the year, we're going to have three new shows show up there. And one of them is going to be Peter Kling. And he's going to be doing a show. Dora Sherry is going to be doing a show. We have one more in the works. You have to check out Dora's show. We had it on My World a couple of weeks ago. And we had her on as a guest, and we talked everything about her show and a few other things. So you want to check her out. She's going to have a really good show. So those are the shows that we have right now. If you want to do your own show, all you have to do is contact us. How do you contact us? You see the red button over here on the right-hand side. If you click on that, it says, how can we help you today? You put your name in, your phone number, and you say, I want to know more about doing my own show. This is my topic. Can you help me do my own show? What do I need to do? What type of equipment do I need to have? And we'll go from there. All you have to do then is click at the bottom of this, says send the message. The message goes to our office. And guess what? Somebody will contact you for that. Okay. And they'll give you all the lowdown. It's easy to do. We use StreamYard, and you can use it right from your own home, from your own computer. It's super easy to use if you learn to hit the right buttons. And sometimes I hit a button and it doesn't work for me. I don't know why. Maybe because I was looking at something and doing something else at the same time. Well, anyhow, how do you support the show? It's very, very easy. You can support all these shows by buying the merchandise in our shopping page, or you can donate, or you can advertise. And our advertising rates are very, very, very reasonable. So you want to check those out. Now, when you want to go shop, well, how can we help you again? Well, I'm going to click you off. There we go. All you have to do is go to our shopping page. Okay. It's under collectibles, but it's really the shopping page. And you get t-shirts, you get hats, you get mugs, you get more money and change t-shirts, the insulated mugs, the ceramic mugs, the t-shirts, the polo shirts, And we have other selections. And I imagine we're going to be adding to those, like more offsides mugs, Red Pill Reality Show mug, okay? Round mouse pad, Creator Studio, the little ceramic ornaments, put them on the Christmas tree. Also, we have the Trim Creator Studio embroidered beanie. It's getting cold out there, guys. So you want to have a beanie, buy the beanie. We also have the Trim Creator Studio rubber case for AirPods. You provide the AirPods and you buy the case to protect the AirPods, and you can get that case from us, okay? Just saying. But I'll tell you what, this is good stuff, okay? If it wasn't good, we wouldn't be selling it, okay? All the money that we get goes into paying for airtime for the show. Because airtime isn't cheap. So if you want to help us out, either donate, advertise, or buy the merchandise, okay? Wow, what else is going on? Oh, yeah, my post. I just did it today, a few hours before the show. I always do this, and what we're covering tonight will be the featured part. And all you have to do is take a look at the front page, go down to where it says comments, and you click on that. We're going to be talking about Jim Beam tonight. We're going to be talking about Macy's problems. They're ending a tradition. We're talking about year-end tax prep. We're talking about dumber, sicker, and poorer. I got some comments on that one too. The Christmas gifts that climate Grinches can't abide. And barbecue chain closes half its restaurants, files Chapter 11. Nebraska to become the first state to launch medical work requirements. Yeah, work requirements. How about, oh, there's a fire out in San Francisco that knocked out the power. Are you prepared? Do you have backup power? You better have, because it could happen to you. And a few other things that aren't listed. Okay, so we'll be covering that. So you can check this out. Also on this page, we have videos that I get from different places. Dealers just froze sales. Fiscal silver supply is gone, according to this article. And I saw that today. And I looked at it and I thought, oh boy, we may have a problem because there's paper silver where people buy these silver certificates and they say, well, okay, you hold my silver, I'll buy the paper. And when it's due, and you want to turn it in and get your silver, they might say, oh, sorry, we're closed. We don't have any more silver. Never take paper certificates. Always take the real thing in your hand. If you can't hold it, you can't see it, you can't even bite it. I wouldn't suggest biting it, but if you can't, touch it, feel it, you know it's there with the physical gold, then or silver or platinum. I wouldn't get any certificates or promissory notes that said that would say, well, we're going to store it in our vault for you, because you may never see your stuff again. Okay. Also, another video, $9 shampoo, $8 toothpaste, $12 body wash, $12 deodorants, and $8 dish soap. This is Prepper Princess Amber Stork, and she is talking about this. Look at that funny hat. It's a Viking hat with horns. A friend of hers made it. I guess it's getting cold in California. But anyhow, she goes over prices and how she saves money. And that's part of the game here is saving money. Okay. And she tells a lot of different things on how to save money. Also, critical winter power outage preps. This is important, people. You have to see it. The 10 critical winter power outage preps you may be missing. And you know what I always tell people? Pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy some long-term food. Make sure you have a good medical kit. Make sure you have suitable clothes for the season. Make sure you can purify and store water for an emergency, 3 gallons per person per day. Make sure that you have the blue tarps that you can put on your roof or even cover a window for that matter. in the time when we have a disaster. You can also make a tent out of it. If you want to make a tent out of those blue tarps, you can do it, okay? Are they expensive? No, you just go to Walmart or Home Depot or Lowe's. Any hardware store will actually have them, and they're a good thing to keep. I know I have three or four of them that I keep stored, and I haven't yet to use them, but if I need them, I have them, okay? Good thing to have. Wow, what else? Make sure you have a good first aid kit, and make sure that you've got a stash of money somewhere that you can buy things with if the power goes out. And that's part of the power outage preps. And lately, I've been going through all of mine. And I've been checking my batteries. Double A's, triple A's, C and D cells are the ones that I normally use. So I go through an inventory of what I have. Are they lithium? Are they other types of batteries? You know, whatever. I always go through an inventory of those. I look for any leakage or anything where I have to get rid of batteries and so forth. And I keep them rotated. Also have the type that are rechargeable. Sometimes they lose their charge. So you want to be able to do that. Do you have a generator? Do you have solar panels? Do you have a solar generator? You know, what preps do you have? Are you keeping your furnace clean? Is it operational? Do you change the filters once a month? You know, a lot of things come into play here. Are your windows sealed from drafts? A lot of important things to look at, because a power outage in the winter can be disastrous, okay? Wow. So, you know, we put this stuff right here on the Money and Change / Financially Prepped page. Excuse me for taking a drink of water. For some reason, it's not humid out, it's dry, and my throat gets dry when I talk. Sometimes a mouth just doesn't want to work, you know what I mean? But anyhow, that is our Facebook page. It's updated several times a week. Check it out. And you can also be a part of the group. It's easy. Just click on that red dot and say, I want to join Money and Change / Financially Prepped. How do I do it? And you'll find out there are people in that group that are people here in Ohio. There are people in, gee whiz, Myanmar, which used to be called Burma, South Africa, Kenya, other parts of Africa, Europe, North America. Hey, we're out there. We're on the internet. And that's the best thing about it, because we're here. Basically, well, we're on 24/7. I mean, you can always get our shows. And it's great. Now, as long as you know English, a lot of the world speaks English and some don't. But the important thing is that we're getting the information out there to you. And that's all we want to do. We want to be able to help people on this show. And we want to be able to help save you some money, or at least let you know what's going on in the world of finance for that week. So with that, let's go on from all of this. If you take a look at everything in usdebtclock.org and you take a look at it, it's easy to go to, and you find out what the debt is that we owe. And right now, the national debt is $38,508,724,000,000 and climbing. That means the debt per citizen is $100,906. I don't know about you, but I am not going to be able to write a check for $111,906. How about the debt per taxpayer? Wow, that's even higher, $329,646 per taxpayer. Well, how did we get there? It seems like Congress likes to spend money like drunken sailors, only drunken sailors know when to quit because they've run out of money. But Congress just keeps on printing money. And that's what they've done probably over the last 20 years. And it's catching up to us. And it can be nasty, especially if the other countries that hold our debt decide to collect. And when they do that, and we can't pay the debt in gold or silver, we're in trouble. We default. And then nobody does business with us. And that's not a good deal. And you can thank the politicians for that. Anyhow, they put on a new thing here, tariff revenue. Right now, let's see, we are at $371,384,849,000 and climbing. Okay, the revenue per taxpayer is about $3,247. And you know, President Trump is saying, you know, we're supposed to get a $2,000 check from all the money that we're getting in from the tariffs. Well, when I see it, I'll believe it. Hopefully we get it, and hopefully he doesn't make us pay tax on it. So, you know, you can check this out on the U.S. Debt Clock. It's something to take a good look at it, okay? It's got other information there, too, and you can find it by your state, whatever. But it's a good thing. Check it out, usdebtclock.org. Wow. You remember I was talking about Macy's? Yeah, Christmas celebration at Macy's. Well, this year, Macy's Santa will not be available at our Union Square's location. Instead, he will be going on a national tour to visit stores and communities he hasn't had a chance to appear in before and following his national arrival at the New York Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Macy's officially said in a statement reported by the San Francisco Chronicle. Macy's added that the holiday season magic will continue in Union Square with its SFSPCA holiday windows and Macy's Great Tree presentation by Ripple. Ripple. I wonder, no, it wouldn't be Ripple Wine. Anyhow, it seems weird without Santa Claus, Yvonne Fletcher and her husband Adrian told Yahoo News. I can't bring my grandkids, and that's what we were waiting for. That's right. They have to go sit on Santa's lap. You can read the rest of that story on our Facebook page, okay? So you just got to watch out where Santa's going to be. And he's not telling anybody. He's just popping around different places. Hey, what else is going on? Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. Put your hand over your heart and bow your head. Jim Beam is shuttering the Kentucky distillery. They're halting production for 2026. Maybe people aren't drinking enough. Who knows? Well, anyhow, this happened in the Zero Hedge section, and it said one of Kentucky's largest bourbon producers will halt whiskey production at its main Claremont site for 2026. Jim Beam plans to pause distillation at the James B. Beam campus in Happy Hollow beginning January 1st while investing in site enhancements, according to the Lexington Herald Leader. That's their newspaper. And they said, we are always assessing production levels to best meet our consumer demand and recently met with our team to discuss our volumes for 2026, the statement said. And we've shared with our teams that we will continue to distill our Freddie Booker No Craft Distillery in Claremont and at our larger Booker No Distillery in Boston. We plan to pause distillation at our main distillery on the James B. Beam campus. And they're going to do that in 2026 while they take opportunity to invest in site enhancements, which means they're probably going to invest in more equipment and more modernized equipment. So, you know, Jim Beam will still be around, And I imagine some people over the Christmas holidays will be partaking of Jim Beam. I don't, but you can, okay? So you can check that one out. What else is going on? Oh, substation fire knocks out power across parts of San Francisco. Remember I said be prepared? Do you have power? Do you have batteries? Do you have lights? You know, do you have plenty of flashlights? Do you have solar lights that you can set out during the day and then bring in and turn on at night? Do you have those? Do you have a generator? Gasoline, propane combination generator? You know, what do you have? What can you do? What do you use if the power goes out? It's happened in different places. And the power grid needs a lot of work. And they've been talking about that. Everything needs upgraded because they haven't done anything for a few years. And President Trump is tackling that problem right now. Well, anyhow, a fire at the Pacific Gas and Electric substation in San Francisco sparked a widespread power outage across areas of the northern half of the city. From the Richmond and Sunset districts through Height Ace Ashbury, that used to be the hippie area, I believe, and into the downtown area. And San Francisco Fire Department is on scene at a one-alarm fire at the PG&E substation located at 8th Street and Mission Street. And we're working to collaborate to shut down power and extinguish the fire with carbon dioxide. There'll be a CO2 jump probably in the air. Anyhow, that's going on, and you know, you have to be prepared for things like that. Do you have flashlights? Do you have batteries? Do you have battery-operated table lights? A lot of different things to consider. And now they're learning about that in San Francisco. And it can happen anywhere. Now, where I live, the power seldom goes out. We might have problems with internet once in a while, but we don't have a lot of problems with our power. The electricity here is very good at my location, and all of our power is underground. It's not above ground in my subdivision. Elsewhere in town, yeah, it's above ground. But all the newer subdivisions all have underground power supplies, and that's a good thing to have. Some cases, you know, some cases they just can't do it. But they're doing that now. They're trying to do that as much as they can. Oh, boy, I really pity the people in San Francisco. Hopefully they keep their freezers shut. They keep their refrigerators shut and don't get into them very much. And so it keeps cold things cold, okay? Something to remember. Wow, what else is going on? Oh, Jim Cramer. He's kind of like a financial guru, and he talks about retail. Well, let's see what he's saying now.
Minute. U.S. stocks rise on this triple witching day, building on Thursday's gains. The move higher comes as signs of cooling inflation and waning AI worries has lifted Wall Street optimism at the tail end of a topsy-turvy week, which is also the final full trading week of the year. And CoreWeave is rebounding from last week's punishing losses. The AI cloud company stock is getting some help from OpenAI, setting its sights on a $100 billion fundraising round. Also, Citi reinstating its coverage of CoreWeave with an adjusted price target of $135, noting that the company is staring down overwhelming demand. Plus, DraftKings announcing it is entering the prediction markets under the watchful eyes of the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Event contracts will be available across 38 states, including sports event contracts in states like California, Florida, Georgia, and Texas. And that's your Yahoo Finance Market Minute.
Well, what happened to Jim Cramer? Oh, my God. Well, you can check him out, okay? Good old Jim Cramer. He makes a lot of good predictions. He had a really good show running for many years. And so you want to check that out. What's the next video? Oh, yeah, recession. The R word. Well, I've got a video for that right here.
To prices, obviously this is something that is really weighing on consumer sentiment. We see that reflected in surveys here in the U.S. And of course, the president spoke last night. He talked about prices. He addressed the issue of affordability, and he talked about bringing prices down. Now, you're an economist who has watched this stuff for a long time. What levers does the government have? And let's put aside the Federal Reserve for a moment. What levers does it have to bring prices down? Or, you know, to at least create disinflation, let's call it.
Yeah, so I think you're very right to point out that we do not want to see deflation, which is falling prices, because generally speaking, falling prices accompany a recession or a depression. So we don't want to be seeing that. What we want to be seeing is essentially an environment where most households feel they're able to spend and that the affordability crisis that has been brewing is becoming less of a constraint. Now, there are two elements to an affordability crisis. We were talking a lot about prices and costs. The other element is essentially wages and salaries. If you have the wages that are rising faster than prices, that means that people have the ability to spend, even if prices are somewhat higher. And that phenomenon does not happen overnight. It takes time for essentially any type of real wage increase to gather momentum and allow for this affordability crisis to become less of a constraint on households around the country. So the answer to your question is that there isn't a simple lever that the administration can pull apart from one specific thing. Alleviating some of the tariff cost pressures would reduce the pressures on many businesses and reduce the incentive to pass on those higher prices to consumers. That is the key lever that can help alleviate some of these pressures. But in the broad context of all of the inflation we've seen since the COVID, the post-COVID period, which is accumulating to about 25% since 2019, there isn't really a key mechanism to alleviate this affordability crisis.
Wow. And we have a problem here. What's going on? Well, we'll just take care of that one real quick. Hey, have you ever seen the movie Dumb and Dumber? Have you noticed that kids going to school now are actually not as smart as they used to be? Maybe when we were in school, we had a good basis for English and math and science. And there are probably kids that have that too. But generally, some people are believing that we're getting dumbed down. Yeah. Well, anyhow, on Zero Hedge, it said the chart below is a fascinating snapshot of the last 75 years in the demise of the American empire. Is it? Well, here's the chart. And you take a look at this, and it says retail and transportation, the payrolls, 29.1 million, education and health services, 27.5 million, government payouts or payrolls, 23.6 million, professional and business, 22.5 million, leisure and hospitality, 17.1%, manufacturing, 12.7%. Finance activities, 9.2%. Construction, 8.3%. Other services, 6.0%. Information, 2.9%. And mining and logging is 0.6%. And that's according to the Husband Strategic Advisor Data, Bureau of Labor Standards, BLS. And you take a look at this. And that's the composition of the jobs. Where are the most of them? Retail and transportation, education and health services, government payrolls, professional businesses, leisure and hospitality. A long time ago, manufacturing was more. Financial activities was more. Construction was up there. But it's declining. Is that artificial intelligence taking over? Is that taking our jobs? You know, what are we running into here? Are we really having a decline? I can't tell you. Other than there are a lot of kids that are getting out of school that can't read. They can't think. They can't evolve in critical thinking. I'll put that lack of words, you know. Common sense, math, science. And if you go to the inner cities, it's a really bad horror story. Especially if you go to Cincinnati, because a lot of their inner city schools are bad. And same thing with Dayton, Ohio, Cleveland, the larger cities. And is that the fault of the teachers, or is that a fault of parenting? We have a problem there. And when they get stuck on welfare and they don't get out and work and they don't want to learn and be active, we have a problem. And so social services takes a lot of our tax money to support people who maybe can't work or won't work and contribute to society. So that's something to consider. Wow, what else is going on? Let's see if I can shrink this down a little bit. I don't think I can. Well, there's the chart. But anyhow, as the burning platform, Jim Quinn explains in his no-nonsense manner, there are currently 164 million people employed in America, and about 34 million of those are employed part-time. And when you understand the working age population of 275 million and your friendly number fudgers at the BLS, Bureau of Labor Standards, declare 103 million of them not in the labor force, and historically declaring only 7.8% of Americans are unemployed, you understand what a fraudulent economy we have. And I was always told, liars figure and figures lie. And, you know, you have to have true numbers. And when you're dealing with statistics, sometimes government agencies like to inflate numbers. So take that as a grain of salt. Anyhow, the reported 4.6% unemployment rate is complete and utter. Can't say that word. In reality, it's north of 20%. Okay, welcome to the golden age, according to what he said. The percentage of total jobs in education and health services sector has grown from 4.8% in 1950 to 17.8% today. And he said, wow, we must be the smartest, healthiest nation on earth. Well, not quite. With 28 million teachers, doctors, nurses, and mostly administrators, in other words, overhead, our education system matriculates millions of barely functional idiots into society every year. Meanwhile, as a country, we are sickly, fat, lazy, dependent upon big pharma drugs, and spend more on healthcare than any country on earth. And if you remember Animal House, to quote the immortal Dean Wormer, fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son. Well, he's right. And I'll tell you what. I wonder about the quality of education. I wonder about public education. Private parochial education, I think it does a very good job, because it's the threat. If you don't behave, you go back to public school. And basically, that's it. And your parents are paying for this. So I think that that's proof of some of the stuff that's going on. Anyhow, he said, proof, we have become a non-productive, debt-dependent, government-dependent shadow of our former industrial powerhouse. It's true. We're debt-dependent. How many people have overcharged their credit cards and they only pay off the principal once in a while? They're always paying interest. Pay down your debt. Put some money aside. Set up an emergency fund. Take that credit card and don't go out and use it and then just pay a little bit each month. It doesn't work. I've seen people go into Walmart and they pull out a credit card and they charge $300 worth of groceries. I hope they pay that off when it is due at the end of the month. And if they're just paying on the interest, it's going to nail you. I can guarantee that. Don't become debt dependent. And people always ask me, well, how are you? Well, my house is paid for. My car is paid for. I don't have any debt. And if I do get debt, it's when I use my credit card to go to different stores to shop. And as soon as I get the bill, I pay it off. So I don't pay interest. And interest is what kills you. Simple math, okay? Don't become debt dependent. If you are in debt, start paying off things as quickly as possible. And you can get find a debt counselor and they'll work you through saving money to pay down your debt. Also, government dependency. We always depend on the government for things. Years ago, they never did. And that's what you have to look at. People were self-sufficient, and that's the key to living, is being self-sufficient as much as you can, okay? And we don't make a lot of stuff anymore. We don't. Hopefully, we start getting businesses back here to build things. We let China do a lot of it. Why? Because they could do it cheaper. But we're going to have to start building our own because we have to pay our own way, and we're not doing it now, okay? So we're a shadow of our industrial powerhouse after World War II. Then even though the percentage of government employees, he calls them parasites, they're not, they're necessary, at least most of them, has remained relatively steady since 1950, we're stuck with 24 million bloodsuckers who contribute nothing to the country's productivity because they're paying for, actually not paying, but they're actually doing paperwork to support their jobs, okay? And somewhere, you know, you're gonna have some bad news for the formerly well-paid workers in the professional and business services sector because of AI and ChatGPT and so forth. And some of his feelings were right. But I'll tell you what, we can change that. We have to be able to educate. And speaking of education, you thought I wasn't going to talk about it. Yeah, the University of Findlay, your success is our priority. Check them out, www.findlay.edu. Hey, it's a 12-to-1 student-to-faculty ratio, 4,700 students on campus. Those students are from 40 states and 41 countries. It's one of Ohio's 10 most affordable colleges, according to Money Magazine, and Best Western Colleges 2025. That's the Princeton Review. Hey, and that happens to be very prestigious. How about Best Colleges in America 2024 and Money Magazine? Yeah, it's a good school. And they do give out scholarships. They have 85 undergraduate majors in the graduate school. They have 11 master's and 5 doctoral degrees. They have online undergraduate and graduate education. However, I got to preface that because you do have to go onto campus for some of your classes. It's just not all remote learning. And you can take a look at it. I mean, it's a great campus, great professors. And Dr. Kathy Fell, who is the president of the university, is retiring in 2026. I mean, she will be missed. Fantastic lady. And she's really done a lot for that school. So check out Findlay, Ohio, because it's a really nice town. It really is. About 40,000 people. And the University of Findlay has three campuses. They have the equestrian campus, and also that's pre-veterinary science. And then they also have the hazardous materials campus. And they also have the main campus with a lot of the campus buildings. Oh, man. If I said Krampus, that you have to look that one, Krampus, because when little boys and girls are supposed to be good over in Europe, they have Krampus, and Krampus goes around and basically whips students into shape. It's a strange thing. Check it out, Krampus over in Europe. Findlay does not have Krampus. No, they have a campus. And the campus is a very nice one. Nice facilities, great professors, good students. Check them out. Hey, you know, we always talk about GMRS radios. Okay, I've got to stop sharing because I have to show you the radios. Yeah, the GMRS radios. This is one. It's an Ocean 935G Plus with a Nagoya 771 antenna. What does that mean? Oh, it's a good radio is what it is. I can talk from here at my location, 35 miles away, to Dayton, Ohio, and I can get on a repeater and get out 90 miles beyond that. And in some cases, it goes even further. So, it's a good hobby. $35 gets you a license for 10 years. Anybody in your family can use the radio, and it's a good thing for communication. You know, you could have four or five of these for your family. And it comes in handy in an emergency because when the cell phones don't work, the radios will. Okay, as long as they have charge to them, they will work. Okay. Wow. And we talk about GMRS radios. Where do you get them? Buy two-way radios. You know, they don't pay me for saying this, but buy two-way radios is one source. There are plenty of others. But don't get the bubble wraps that you have at Walmart, or as we call it, Wally World around here. Don't get it at Costco. You have to get the more expensive radios because they work, and they work really well. Or if you're from Kentucky, they work good too. Anyhow, that's one thing. Now, what I have, and I'll bring this back up on the screen with those radios, my GMRS has basically information that you need there. If I can get this thing to work, what is going on here? I can't believe I selected it. There we go. Anyhow, you take a look at mygmrs.com, and it's General Mobile Radio Service Repeater Directory. And it tells you how to get a license, learn more about GMRS, how to register your account with this for free. And I do have an account, and I can get information on GMRS locations and repeaters and everything else. A lot of information here, okay? And if you take a look at it, if you sign up, you can get a map. Well, here's the map of the United States. Look at all the GMRS radios, repeaters rather. East Coast, Midwest, some in Ohio, around St. Louis, there's a bunch in Tennessee and so forth. I mean, you take a look at this, and if I wanted to take a look at a location, let's say, well, Evansville, Indiana, Bloomington, We've got all different types of repeaters, and if you click on them, it tells you the range of those repeaters. And that's neat. You learn the frequencies, whether or not the output or input tones, what are they there for, okay? So you can communicate, and that's what comes in handy, okay? This is a great map, great information. And then if you want to sign up for a repeater and you have to get permission for the tones, all you have to do is message the person. And generally, they'll come back to you in a couple of days and they'll say, yeah, I'll give you permission to use the repeater. It's a neat deal. It's a good deal. Okay. So those are the GMRS radios. I know I've talked about them before, but I've never shown you the map or where else to get them. So now you do. Okay. We were talking about silver. And I was listening to some stuff on silver today. And it seems like there's a lot of paper out there for silver. Remember I told you about, you know, buy the physical silver. But the supply isn't there. They've oversold it. And I think today was a rather important day because they had to make sure that they had money to cover the paper. So we'll find out tomorrow, which will be Monday, exactly what's going on. And if they can't come up with the money to cover what was sent out or sold, there's going to be a problem, according to the places I've seen today. And so it was an important thing. Well, anyhow, gold right now is at $4,365.30. It has gone up $8.70 as we have been talking here. Silver is at $67.64. It's gone up 21 cents. You say, well, why 21 cents? I mean, it's not like gold. Silver can be used in manufacturing. And to see it at $64.64 today, and you go back to when I bought some silver many years ago, it was $15.60 for an ounce. And now it's $67.64 an ounce. Platinum is at almost $2,000 an ounce. Palladium, that's used in manufacturing, so I don't worry about that. You can get it at APMEX, silver.com, a whole bunch of different places. Just make sure it's reputable. But what got me was this guy, Steve Quayle. He's a radio host. He's a filmmaker and so forth. He gets into silver and gold markets. He was on the USAWatchdog.com, and he was talking about different things. And this got me thinking about it. And anyhow, I said, exploding record high prices for gold, especially silver, are signaling big trouble brewing for the financial system. You have to read this article, because Quayle is, I would say he's probably 98% accurate. So you need to take a look at that. You need to take a look at Samsung just cut a deal in Mexico to reopen a mine because they need silver. And this is an important thing. So you want to watch the markets here the next few weeks, okay, for silver and precious metals. What else is going on? Oh, yeah, the Christmas gift that climate grinches can't abide. Authored by Vijay Giraj, American Greatness. And it said the quietude of looking out the kitchen window on a December morning at a meadow dusted in snow is magical. A deer pauses at the edge of the wood, breathing and steaming in the cold, grazing on whatever bits of green poke through the snow. Man, that's winter scenery. It would be kind of neat to watch the deer feed. Well, part of the magic behind the tableau, as he calls it, from the roast in the oven to the cranberries on a plate, from the pine and hardwoods standing tall outside the browsing fauna. Oh, big words. The phenomena the establishment media ignores, CO2 driven. It's CO2 driven. And satellite data from the last four decades confirmed that a significant increase in vegetation over as much as half the globe during this period, atmospheric CO2 increased from about 350 parts per million to more than 400 parts per million. That's from the burning of fossil fuels. But I'll tell you what, you need that CO2 to help grow your plants. And the plants are growing, according to the article. And it says the degree to which plants respond to more CO2 varies, but it's always positive. And that's a good thing for the farmers. Okay. What else is going on here? I had more videos, but they decided to leave me. Well, I will just leave them. But, you know, we talked about a lot tonight. And there's so much stuff that's out there. And hopefully during this holiday season, you can buy sensibly. You can also save your money. Live frugally. Prepper Princess, check her out. That's how she made her millions. But be responsible when you buy things. Make sure that you pay them off as soon as possible. Don't pay that interest. Also, make sure that you keep your receipts in case something goes bad and you have to take it back and get in line, because there'll probably be a lot of people taking things back. So, you know, you have to play it cool right now. In the next few weeks, people are going to be busy. People are going to be redeeming their gift cards. People are going to be spending some money too. And I'll tell you what, it's time to watch your money, because people are saying we could be in for a recession. If that's going to happen and you're not prepared, you are in trouble. So guys, that's all I've got this week. Have a good week. And I'll tell you what, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. From me to you. See ya.